Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Super Bowl star power is out of control, and The Weeknd just dropped a bomb about his halftime show, why it's not what you're expecting. Plus, Angelina takes us inside her home, and is her latest move a dig at Brad?
Super Bowl weekend. We are ready to celebrate. We've got our drinks. We've got our decor.
Preparing
for our teams. Okay, of course you know the Bucks are playing the Chiefs, but you guys know the star power is going to be out of control this weekend. Miley Cyrus has been working out to get ready for the NFL TikTok tailgate pregame show. I love this video. Lizzo also copied it, which was so cool. It's like singing while running on a treadmill seems like the hardest thing in the world. There's her. She is going to be singing America the Beautiful.
Yes.
And it's all about The Weeknd for the halftime show. But there's more, okay? We've got Eric Church and Jasmine Sullivan. They're going to perform the Star Spangled Banner. Then we've got the poet, Amanda Gorman. She has a new poem dedicated to essential workers. I love that they added that this year.
Mm-hmm.
And after the game, guys, there's more. Tiffany Haddish hosts Verizon's Big Concert for Small Business with stars like Alicia Keys, Luke Bryan, Christina Aguilera. Huge party. Lots of performances all over the place. Justin, who are you most excited to see?
Jasmine Sullivan and Eric Church. I am so excited. This is the first time two stars have gotten together in 17 years to sing the national anthem. But this is like giving me Run DMC, Aerosmith vibes, Tim McGraw, and Nelly vibes.
Okay.
You know when two genres come together?
And these are like two very different sounds and like, I'm having a hard time picturing how their voices are going to mesh.
Oh, I can picture it.
But Jasmine Sullivan, I mean, the fact that they pulled her, that was such a good choice. I'm happy for her. Sullivan, I was just really excited for her because I haven't seen her.
Yeah, and she's been in this game for almost 20 years, and she deserves this recognition.
Yes.
And we know what the national anthem can do for stars. We know what it did for Whitney Houston.
Come on.
We know what it did for Gaga when she did the national anthem. This could be a big moment for her. And if anybody's out there and you have not heard her new CD, Hotels, you better get with it. This woman is amazing.
Well, and I gotta give some love to Eric Church, too, because Eric's another one of those guys that's also been in the game for a very long time.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna be there.
And he's finally getting his recognition as well. He just got CMA last year. And then this is such a huge honor. I just feel like when you name, like, the top guys in country music, Eric Church is a name for country music fans, but outside of the country music fan community, they don't know his name. And this is his moment to learn that name if you don't know it yet. Okay, now, for the halftime show, The Weeknd put up $7 million of his own money to make it just how he wants. He also told the NFL Network that despite rumors, there will be no special guests.
What? You think?
Of course, there are COVID challenges, but how do you think the halftime performance will stack up? I'm like, I hate when there's no special guest.
I don't mind it this time.
You don't? I love the surprise of a special guest. Whenever Justin Timberlake did it all by himself, I was so annoyed.
You know why? He didn't have anybody. Yeah, you know why you were annoyed?
Yeah.
It's because his music had special guests. You were thinking of the NSYNC moment. You were thinking of having all of those nostalgia moments.
And they didn't come
out. The Weeknd don't have that many collaborations that you're like, oh my God, I can't wait for him to bring out X, Y, and Z. So I think what The Weeknd is going to do, and I heard that 7 million is 8 million, he's going to make this like a movie for everybody at home.
Oh,
and I
enjoy.
Think that's super
Plus,
smart.
Plus, there was no one who pitched into that 7, 8 million.
Amen.
Right now, if you'd have came and gave a little piece of the money, he probably would have been like,
I'll give
okay,
you a million
perform.
To include me.
Amen.
Yes, I'll give you a million. Let me
Hell,
jump
I mean,
on.
It's worth it for
and
some artists to
Weeknd.
Do that.
I
so
love
I was
music.
Watching his press conference yesterday, and he says like the whole performance is basically going to be happening in the stands. He's not really going to do that much on the field. He says there'll be a little bit on the field, but it's mostly somehow going to be in the stands because for once, you know, there's not going to be as many people, right? Like
right.
you can actually get
Move
in
around.
There. So I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be great. Of course, the cinematic experience seems very cool, especially since we're all watching from
home.
There's not
right.
even
exactly.
most of us are anyways, but that's cool. But I'd love an element of a surprise.
There might be. You know, you never know. There might be. Maybe he's just squashing that so everybody could be really surprised.
I don't think he's bringing anybody out.
You don't think so? Okay.
All right, well, now I have a serious question. Do you guys want to sleep with Zayn Malik?
What you be sleeping here?
You got to wait a minute. I was like,
apparently you can this weekend. Here's his explanation.
What in the world is thirst trapping?
On February 6th, I'm going to be doing an experiment with calls on Instagram. They're going to see if they can put a commercial inside your dreams, which is kind of messed up. And it's supposed to make you wake up feeling refreshed. So we're going to give that a go and see if it works.
He better not hope he have one of those Matthew McConaughey dreams while he's
okay.
live with Chorus, okay?
I want to sleep with his accent.
Right?
Okay.
I was very confused about this explanation from him, but apparently a little more details here. To do this, Coors teamed up with a Harvard doctor to create a video that puts imagery in your dreams. You can see it on CoorsBigGameDream.com. I mean, I think this is a fun experiment. Give it a shot. See what happens.
What happens?
I don't know.
So you go to sleep and then you open your eyes or...
I guess we're going to have to see. This is still very confusing to me as well.
Yeah, it's still very confusing. I don't quite understand it, but...
It's a little
crazy. Have you ever done that? I see that. That happens to me all the time. I thought maybe it was just you watch on Instagram and then you'll dream about it because I have weird dreams about random celebrities or people from Instagram all the time because sometimes it's the last thing I look at before I go to bed.
Right.
And it's like I'm dreaming about... Oh, I had a...
tummy tea?
No, it was like my brother was married to, it was either Heidi Klum or Britney Spears the other day. It was weird.
The fact that you can even remember your
right,
dreams is
insane.
Pretty like, because once I'm up and I'm like, oh, wait, what was that? I can't even remember
right,
what
remember,
happened in it. So,
well, I vaguely remember. I just remember that detail. The dream was long. I remember it being a long thing, but whenever I try to recap it, I'm like, Britney was in it. That's all I remember.
Well, I can't wait to see this or try it or something. I want to sleep with somebody. I'm touched off. I haven't slept, touched, seen a human being.
I know.
Well, you too. You too.
The closest.
So you're hoping Chorus can just put Michael B. Jordan in your dream.
I didn't want to say that.
Okay. Cardi B, you guys, is getting pumped up for the weekend as well. She just dropped the music video for her new single, Up. And let's just say it's absolutely nothing like the Pixar movie Up. Check it out.
That is funny. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's up. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's up. Hey. Up, then it's up. If it's up, then it's up. If it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's up. By the way, the song is about 3 minutes and 35 seconds. That was the only piece of the song we could show you on daytime TV. That's how crazy it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our poor producer was like, I'm trying to find a clip for you all, but for reals, there's not much I can show.
It is up. So now I'm going to be dreaming about that all night.
It's a bomb. It's a banger.
You know, so Cardi told Apple Music that she gets a lot of hate about her looks, and she thinks it's coming from women whose boyfriends love her. She says, I've always been a bitch that made money off my looks before I was a rapper or a celebrity or an Instagram sensation. I was a stripper. These bitches, they want to call me ugly, but they want to F me.
Wow, Cardi. Wow.
Well, she might be speaking the truth.
Well, maybe, but I don't think it's all. I don't think this jealousy thing that she. No, people. I think she's beautiful. She knows she's beautiful. I've never really seen an ugly stripper.
Oh, I've seen a few.
Have you?
I've seen a few.
I'm not gonna lie.
Ooh, I've seen some ugly strippers in my time.
Me too.
Got bullet wounds.
Girl, I'm like, girl, are you really here right now?
Stop, please stop right now.
Where's your compliance officer? You are
compliance officer. Cardi would.
Cardi's stripper standards. Not all strippers have that body, man. Like that's Cardi.
Cardi
is one of the hottest strippers.
And her face is beautiful. You've seen her without makeup. She's gorgeous, and I don't know why she plays into the haters. Who has time? You're making music videos and raising your kids and all that. Who has time to read the haters?
But that's the problem. What happens is the haters find the one thing that you're insecure about. We've seen the evolution of Cardi thanks to Love and Hip Hop and Instagram. She's got her teeth done. She's gotten her boobs done. She's gotten her ass done. She's gotten her face done, and she looks gorgeous. But when you put that out there and you've gone through changes in front of people, they realize that's the one thing that you care about
that's
in your
trigger.
Life. So they're going to come after you and use that against you. I think for Cardi, a lot of times people say ignore the haters, but her music is a direct reflection of the hate that she gets.
Okay.
This song is all about the haters and what people say about her, and I'm bopping to it. So
it fuels her artistic fire.
Yes.
It's like, I don't think Cardi, you know, we were talking about this before the show, just like, why does she always go back to the haters? Like, it's so annoying, you know, whenever she, at this point in her career, like, I get where it gets to you in the beginning, but at this point, she's such a superstar. You would think she would be rise above it, but I think you hit the nail on the head. That's her motivation. That's her artistic motivation. She wants you to doubt her. That's what fuels her fire.
100%. Right. But I think the higher you get, especially when you grow up with nothing and you grow up in the hood, you have this mentality of, I don't deserve this. And when is the other shoe gonna drop? I know there were times in your career, probably, I know I can say in mine, when I got to a certain level, I would say, oh my God, something's gonna happen, something's gonna happen. Things like this that happen to people like me.
But if that's her foundation and being ratchet and made her money, she better not stop. Let me tell you something. Let her turn around and people might run away from her. I think her being all rough and ratchet and
insecure. It's called ratchet. It's Rich Ratchet. People like Rich Ratchet.
Love Rich Ratchet. Oh,
Ratchet. Tom is Ratchet.
Yes.
All right, you guys. Up next, did Angelina just take a major dig at her ex, Brad? We have some thoughts. Plus, Demi Moore's ballsy move. What she did that could have gotten her into some serious trouble.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Daily Pop. Now, you may have noticed we are all wearing red today. That's to support the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women movement to raise awareness about cardiovascular disease. All right. Ever wonder what it's like at Angelina Jolie's house? I do all the time. Well, she's going to give us an inside look. She is on the cover of the March issue of British Vogue. And in this video for the magazine out now, we're getting a rare look around the grounds of the stunning Hollywood home. Oh my gosh, it's exciting. This is where she lives with her children. She also shared this photo with the kids watching the election night results.
Oh my God.
The house is, of course, stunning.
It was nice.
That
is the next level thirst trapping.
Right? Look where I live.
Look where I live.
Well, one thing we might not find inside our home is a very pricey painting that was reportedly a gift from Brad Pitt. It is going up for auction. The artwork is by Winston Churchill. And last time it was sold, it went for almost $3 million. Now, they're still finalizing their divorce. So is it okay to, you know, sell his gifts?
Honey, the rent is due. We're in a pandemic. We're in a divorce. I got all these kids. I got to sell this painting.
You know, it's so crazy. It sold in 2011 for $2.95, like you said. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what somebody will buy this for, not only 10 years later, but for the mere fact that Brad Pitt gave it to Angelina Jolie.
The story behind it.
The story behind it. It's like if you find a set of pearls and Grace Kelly or Elizabeth Taylor wore it, it goes up tenfold.
For sure.
So I think for Angelina Jolie, do it.
She probably, I wonder if it's funny. You know how like your husband sometimes gives you gifts and you're kind of like, thank you.
I don't have a husband. I don't have anybody giving me gifts. I'm going to say, thank you.
It's just, sorry. But I'm just wondering, like, if she never really liked it. And it was like, always Brad thought it was so great. And you know he spent a lot of money on it. Okay, honey. Yeah, we'll put it up here in the library. We'll just, you know, like, just put it right here. And then finally you get the chance. You're like, yes, I can sell this damn thing. I've hated looking at this thing for years.
You saw her decor. She was like, this does not match anything.
It was in the laundry room.
I've been trying to get rid of this for 6 years.
It was in the laundry room.
Do you guys keep your gifts from exes?
Ladies.
Depends on the gift, right? Who the ex was and what the gift is. I have not re-gifted an ex's gift. I put like the expensive ones in my will to give to my nieces. I don't wear them again or diamonds and jewels.
I don't know. I go in my safe every now and then and I dust them off and I wear them and talk to them and bobble them and just like hang out with them. But somebody once told me something and it was the smartest thing that anyone's ever told me. I got this from like an A-list gold digger. When I tell you this bitch is like the Steve Jobs of gold digging, she is the Steve Jobs of gold digging. She told me that when you date a man, men like to feel like they're the first to introduce you to something.
Yes.
So even if you've been to Tahiti, if your man says, let's go to Tahiti, I really want to take you there, don't ever say, oh, I've been there before. You walk in there and you say, oh my God, I've never seen this before. And the lady at the front desk is like, how you doing, mister? And you just shut her up to be like, don't do it. So when it comes to gifts, if your ex bought you a watch, a nice Rolex, hide it. Don't show it to your new man because he'll think, he or she won't appreciate what I'm giving to her now.
Or can't you just lie and say it was from your mom?
No, they like the experience.
I got seven Tiffany necklaces with that little heart.
Yeah.
All stacked up in the drawer.
They all went to Tiffany.
They all went to Tiffany.
I keep everything. I'm real cheap about those kind of things. Like, if I have something nice, I am not above wearing it. I want it. If I like it, I will wear it. I don't care who gave it to me.
But does your husband know where they came from?
Right.
No, he doesn't need that. He doesn't care. He doesn't ask.
Well, you have some answering to do when you get home today.
I think you guys think he pays more attention than he does. Okay, moving on. Demi Moore's role in Ghost is iconic. And you guys remember the small, short haircut she had? It's just as famous. But get this. So when Demi was cast, she had long hair. And then she just chopped it off without telling the director. She explained on the No Filter with Naomi the story.
I just went out of the flat we were staying in. Rumor was a baby. And walked to some place. They didn't speak English. I didn't speak French. And I was handing them this little picture saying, can you do this? Literally, like, not
so
a hip.
Wait a minute. Not a Hold fit. On.
Not a
you just, place. So it's not like you went to a hairdresser that was like, new from the set. So, you know, you get to know.
No, or even like a really well-known person.
You just went out of your apartment in Paris.
By myself.
And went up the street and got your haircut.
Literally, like, showing them the picture.
So, wow.
Bold.
Bold. Tell me.
Yeah, that was bold.
Would that not piss off most directors?
Directors, but see, with females and with Hollywood, if they really had a problem with it, they would have had a $10,000 wig made for her that looked like her hair. But she came in there bold, and it made a statement. They probably were mad, and then they're probably like, wait a minute. She did it. Now, it is in your contract, or every contract says, you cannot change a look once established. When I did Young and Hungry, I did the pilot because I was like, I don't know if it's going to get picked. And I put on a bad synthetic wig, And when it got picked up, I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, this is real? Wait a minute. I don't want to look like that. They were like, too bad.
Too bad.
You can't try to talk them out of it and be like, but this one's so much better for the character.
I tried to say, can you write it in? I went to the hair. They were like, absolutely not. This is what you will look like for all these seasons. And yes, I looked wow. just like that. They gave me a little curl, but the same color, everything.
Rambles. Went through you know rambles.
Oh, man.
I think sometimes
funny.
As an actor, because you see the character and you have to bring it to life, you gotta take a chance. You gotta take a chance
sometimes.
But
that's risky if it's in your damn contract.
For sure. But think about the hair from iconic movies that have made the movie what it is. Yeah, think about true. Scream 2. What's the one thing you remember about Scream 2?
I don't really
the
love
scary monster.
Courtney Cox had those short-ass bangs.
Yes.
But would you call the most iconic
the
movie?
It's one, no, I'm saying iconic moments for movies. Like movies, like
a
you
moment.
Remember.
Okay, right? I was like, would you call Scream 2?
Like, G.I. Jane, remember yeah, that yeah, yeah. shaving oh, yes. that head made such a big
but
statement.
But that's usually from the director. An actress, you can talk to them and say, this is what I want to do. But if you come in one way and they put it in their head, they have a hard time switching up.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, it worked it. Out for her. I it can't did. Imagine her in that movie now with different
she
hair,
100%.
Though. It worked so perfect for her character. All right, up next, still looking for a Valentine's Day gift? Well, don't worry, because we got you covered with some great deals. And later, no a-holes allowed, why Olivia Wilde is putting her foot down.
Yes. Olivia Wilde.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Liliana is back with some more awesome deals for real for Valentine's Day. So get your phones out now and scan the QR code on your screen. Liliana, I've had a preview. You got some good stuff today. I'm
know.
Excited.
I thought yesterday was really good, and it was. Today is even better, y'all. I went through hundreds of gift ideas to curate the best Valentine's Day gifts the women in your life really want, and the men. Valentine's Day isn't just for the ladies. It's also for the guys. Justin, I heard ya. All right, guys, and that means, like, your girlfriend, your wife, your bestie, your coworker, or let's be real, sometimes we gotta just shop for ourselves.
Yes.
And because I love you guys so much, I worked with each of these brands to get the best deal just for you. All right, so let's get to my sweet edit, starting with the perfect idea for that person that loves more than just one gift, like Justin Sylvester, right?
Yes,
he would like to open all kinds of
100%.
Gifts on Valentine's Day.
He likes to be flowered with a lot of presents.
Exactly. So Happy Box is perfect for that person on your list. This is a custom care package designed by you. It gets shipped straight to their door. Aww. And you can choose from pre-curated boxes if you don't want to, like, have to put it all together yourself, or you can actually make your own custom care package based on that person's personality, likes, and dislikes. And what I love about it is that it's all under $50 with your exclusive Daily Pop discount.
So cool.
Super affordable, and most importantly, super thoughtful. All right, next, it is all about the bling for Valentine's Day. Hubby, if you are watching, you know I love some jewelry. These are gorgeous gold pieces from Oradina, and this is not the cheap stuff. This is all fine jewelry. So I am talking 10K, 14K, and even 18 karat gold jewelry only. But the best part about Oradina is that they bring you all of these beautiful pieces under $200. So also
these are so pretty.
They're beautiful. And you said you love delicate jewelry.
Yes,
Krista,
I do
too, because you can layer it up. Now, the site has so many choices, but I narrowed it down to some of my favorites for y'all. So this is the initial tile pendant necklace. You can do it with your kids' initials, your love's initials, or your initials. They also have these beautiful long line earrings. This is a huge trend right now. These are the Tea Time drop earrings and the Venice Link drop earrings. They are gorgeous. I want all of them. So you guys, don't forget, scan the code. I think it's right here. Grab your phones and scan it if you're looking to purchase any of these right now. Now, if you're looking for a little self-care, and who isn't these days, the Satin Beauty Sleep Kit is just for you. This mask is amazing. It helps block out all that light, so you really get deep, restful sleep. And the silk pillowcase is a total game changer for your hair. And I love this because it keeps you from getting wrinkles while you sleep. And let's be honest, nobody needs to age while we're getting our beauty rest.
I have this. Sleep with it every night. I love it.
Do you find that it extends your blowout, too?
Yes, 100%. That's why I started doing it when we had to do our own hair for the show.
No,
I was like, I need to be able to wake up and my hair be the same. Satin pillows are the way to do
it. It is a total game changer, and it makes me feel like I'm sleeping in like a five-star hotel every single night. All right, guys, so this is when I wish Smell-O-Vision was actually a real thing. This is an amazing kit from Sniff. You're gonna level up your fragrance game. You get three high-level, top-quality, genderless scents that you can actually try before you buy, but it's Valentine's Day. Don't be cheap. Let them keep all of them. You
get on the beach.
Three different scents. They range from intensity, so something really light, something floral, something woodsy, something for everyone. Now, if you're into DIY for V-Day, this is such a cute activity for you or your family. This is a bead kit from April Soderstrom. This is a huge trend right now. You can make your own bracelets. It comes with enough materials to make 6 to 10, and it even comes with little cards and envelopes in case you want to gift your creation. They're typically about $100, but with our deal, you can score today for just $85.
That's a cute gift for moms from the kids.
Isn't this adorable?
They can make it for them. Yeah,
I love it, and it's creative. Cute. And by the way, I know moms are always looking for activities with kids, so this is definitely something you're going to want to add to your list. Okay, we're back to the cakes, Carissa.
Yeah, I see you have a slice.
Where's Carissa's slice?
Okay. You can I'll just bite out of the whole cake. It's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I love your style. So we said yesterday that the way to our hearts is through our stomachs. And Take the Cake, y'all, is this amazing boutique bakery where everything that they make is completely from scratch. So here the Love is Sweet cake. Let me tell you about this cake. This is strawberry cake. Okay, inside it's got cream cheese filling, which is my favorite. I think it's like a southern thing. And it's got white buttercream frosting. I've literally been waiting all morning. I've been thinking about this cake since I found them online. You can order these now. They'll get there in time for Valentine's Day. You still have plenty of time to order all of these gifts. And remember, Carissa, did you just go finger straight in the icing?
Yeah,
y'all,
I did.
That is how you do it for Valentine's Day.
I also dropped it down my shirt, but that's fine.
We'll grab that during the commercial break. Now, remember, you guys, you can shop every item in my edit right now just by scanning the QR code right here at the bottom of your screen, or y'all can just head to eonline.com/shop to do Valentine's Day right this year. And just so y'all know, E may get a commission for sales made our site. How good is this? Oh, my gosh.
It's so good.
Y'all.
I had to put this out. You guys were going to eat this, not that, later in the show, and she's not going to be happy about me eating all that.
No, it doesn't count on Valentine's Day, just like holidays.
True that. All right. Up next, you guys, Selma Hayek's making boobs talk. Yep. You heard that, right? We'll fill you in on that. Plus, we're going to show you some healthy alternatives for your Super Bowl snacks. Wait, does this mean can I eat my buffalo wings?
Yes. What? All of them. Everything.
We just piled the wings.
It is time for the Hollywood Minute. We've got 60 seconds for some of today's Hollywood headlines. Let's get it started. It's possible I'll be singing Impossible all day long because Roger and Hammerstein's Cinderella starring Brandy and Whitney Houston is coming to Disney Plus. After 24 years, the fan favorite will be streaming starting February 12th. I'm excited. Okay, Olivia Wilde is giving us some insight into her no a-hole rule after replacing Shia LaBeouf with Harry Styles in her new movie. During Variety's Directors on Director sit down, Olivia explained that over the years, she's noticed a hierarchy that separates the actors from the crew, which serves no one. So she believes the no a-hole policy puts everybody on the same level. I like that. And Selma Hayek's new TV show might be her breast yet. Pun intended. Okay, Selma is working on a new HBO Max series based on the book A Boob's Life, How America's Obsession Shaped Me and You. It's a half-hour comedy about a woman whose life gets turned upside down when her boobs start talking to her. That's normal. That's your Hollywood Minute. All right. We know you're already thinking about those wings for the Super Bowl this Sunday, and Justin and Kim have us covered. Let's see it, guys, and I'm hungry now.
You guys, before you put on those stretchy pants, we have host of Harmel's new podcast, Heart to Table, Laurie March, here to show us some healthy alternatives to some of your favorite game day snacks. Laurie, I'm not going to lie. When I read the script, I was pretty skeptical. Because
you were mad at me, weren't
all the
you?
Things that you're going to show us alternatives to are the things I like to pick on.
I totally get it. And, it, you know, the big game, it comes right after the beginning of the year.
You're
we
right.
all make those promises in January. We're looking at things. We're trying to be a little healthier, eat a little better. So we're not, we don't have to replace them. But if you wanted to, I've got some good ideas for you.
All right.
Well, buffalo wings are definitely a staple, you know,
Kim's
for the Super
favorite.
Bowl. That's right. Buffalo wings. So what is your alternative for the buffalo wings that I want to eat?
Everybody wants to eat them, right? They're so good. Oh. But let's talk about this for a second.
And I love a flat.
They're breaded, they're fried, they're coated in seasonings, right?
Hates.
So, sounds good. We've all had them in a bar. They're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But I suggest humbly a wonderful alternative. So this is a turkey tenderloin skewer.
Okay.
So one of the first things we're doing here is we're actually starting with a better cut of meat. Now this is a little bit greasier, a little bit fattier chicken wing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We're hopping to a Jenny O turkey tenderloin. Fabulous quality, a little bit leaner. It's still gonna have all that flavor though. So this is marinated instead of fried. It's being grilled or baked for you.
I was scared it was gonna be a little dry, but it's not.
Right?
It's
I'm
not.
Telling you,
this is great.
Turkey done right is so succulent.
And what's this sauce? Because
good.
I love a good dip.
Okay. Oh, you got it? You got to be careful with that.
Okay.
So it is a little bit of blue cheese, a little bit of light mayo.
This is great.
It's really not a whole, it's lighter than something you would buy out of
a jar. So you're giving us what we love, but you're making it a little bit different.
It's the gift.
I actually like this. I'm going to try this at my house.
Okay,
I'm
going to
do it too.
Ooh, one down, one victory.
No, this is good.
What do we have next?
30 pounds.
Oh my gosh, I wish I could deliver
you
that.
You can't go to
snacks.
A Super Bowl party without a dip.
Yeah.
What do we have going on here? Because spinach and artichoke is the one thing I look forward to.
We're going to give it a shot. So traditional spinach artichoke dip, it sounds like it's got a vegetable in it, and it does, but it's not super healthy for you. Lots of cheese, lots of saturated fat. We also eat it with chips all the time, right?
Yes.
Okay, so may I humbly suggest an alternative?
Okay.
So here we go. I'm going to have you make this one with me. What do you think? Okay, so grab that.
I'm kind of hungry.
Look at you. Grab the bowl. All right, so this is going to be equal parts of salsa. So grab that red salsa. It's going in the bowl.
Uh-huh.
Equal parts. This is a gorgeous, chunky Herdez salsa. I love it for this. And then this can either be a lean sour cream, like a light sour cream, or a Greek yogurt.
I'm gonna go with sour cream.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, so plopping it in.
Here we go.
Yeah. So it's tangy, it's delicious, it adds that creaminess, but I feel like the real hero here is the salsa, because the salsa has tomatoes, it has onions, it has garlic.
It's got that flavor. It's got that flavor.
It has so much going on for it.
It's exciting.
Okay, now I don't know, are you a cilantro person?
Okay, now what else we have to put in?
This little baby right here.
Okay, this is cilantro.
Yep, sprinkling that.
Love it. Oh, the sprinkle. Oh,
yeah, right. You can dump the whole thing if you like.
Here we go,
oh my God, well, can you taste this? Tell us our last thing, because we only have a minute left.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So traditionally, people are going for the hoagies, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So much submarine, so much bread here. So what I humbly suggest is a natural choice roll-up. Look at these. Now, it's not really a sandwich, you guys, but it is a cute roll-up. I'm going to see if we have time to demo this. So.
Right, but you just really just take this right here, throw this cheese on top of it, roll everything.
Oh, you already know this.
Right.
We got the ham.
You already know this.
We got the salami.
All the time. And roll this thing up, throw some stuff in there. Like a little taco. Boom, right there. Roll it on up. Stick you a little thing in it.
Oh, wait. Okay, so someone's hosted a party before.
Right?
I've served these. All my girlfriends are chubby. So I've served this.
And you know what's better? About this, it has no added nitrates, no preservatives. That natural choice gets you started in the right direction from the beginning, so you can kind of talk yourself out of the bread.
I'm kind of loving this. Now, you have a new podcast. Tell us about the podcast, because I love a food podcast.
Oh, yay! So the Heart to Table podcast by Hormel and I, it's really a different kind of event. So it's sort of the intersection between food and life. We talk to foodies. We talk to authors. We talk to chefs, everybody, historians, and the content that comes out of it. It's recipes. It's stories. It's profiles.
This dip was really good. I want to tell you
this. So good. You
guys.
Little tips like this.
Have to check out this podcast. You've got to check out these recipes. They are so amazing. Scan that QR code at the bottom of your screens. We're going to give you all the tips. Up next, we got puppies. I don't need to say anymore.
Puppies!
Okay, these skewers are epic.
Right?
They're so good.
That was good.
I'm so glad you guys
this
liked
really
that.
Good.
Here with us now are some adorable pups. and from the and the Puppy Bowl referee, Dan Schachner, is here. Welcome.
What's up?
How are you? So first, let's introduce these guys. We have Victoria and Duncan.
Victoria is really afraid of everything today.
They're shaking, sweethearts. Okay, so they're about, what, 5 months old?
They're about 4 months.
4 months old. Okay, and these two are up for adoption, Dan. How can we get them?
They will be in a couple of weeks.
These guys are actually not quite adoptable yet, but you can check out AnnenbergPetspace.org for more adoptable dogs and cats.
Awesome.
Dan, why do people love the Puppy Bowl so much?
Well, I think that whether you're rooting for the Chiefs or the Bucks, it's definitely a game that the entire family can get behind, because who can't cheer for both Team Rough and Team Fluff? That's what I do every year.
100%. And the competition, you know, is always fierce. What can you tell us about Team Rough and Team Fluff this year? They're stacked, huh?
Well, here's the thing, guys. We only started keeping score 6 years ago. Prior to that, it was just every pup for themselves. So we've had 3 years in those 6 years of Team Rough winning the Lombardi Trophy and 3 years of Fluff winning the Lombardi Trophy. So at this point, they're neck and neck.
It's a tiebreaker this year.
This is intense.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my God. We know you guys have some celeb fans. What does Kristen Bell do with the show? Because we heard she's a part of it.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. She's actually going to be working there at the Annenberg Pet Space with one of our Puppy Bowl starting lineup pups named Java, getting them ready for game day. So she's got her whole training regimen.
Oh, wow.
I don't know who she uses it on, Dax. Maybe she uses it on Dax, but she's doing it on Java now. And we're going to see what that looks like. I can't wait.
I love it. Okay, you guys, it is now time. These adorable pups have the power. They are going to predict this year's winner of the Super Bowl. We've got our two quarterbacks here at the finish line, Mahomes and Brady. We're going to see who's going to win. We've got the orange bandana represents the Chiefs, and the blue will represent the Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to race to the finish line, and whichever puppy wins, that team will win the Super Bowl on Sunday. So orange is Chiefs.
Yes.
Okay, so come on, Bubba. I got you some hot dogs. Come on, honey.
Come on, Duncan. Team Ruff off to a good start.
No. Back off, Fluff. Back off.
A couple more inches.
No, Victoria.
Fluff has retreated to the other end zone.
Come on here.
Yeah. Going for it. Touchdown.
Victoria was mine.
Yes,
Biggie,
I love it.
You deserve
it. These are so cute. Hey, Dan, referee Dan, thank you so much for being here. Victoria, Duncan, handlers, thank you guys so much for being here. Appreciate it. I should probably get on my feet now. You guys can be sure to check out Puppy Bowl 17 this Sunday on Discovery Plus and Animal Planet.
And adopt, don't shop.
Yes, 100%. After the break, Super Bowl champ Victor Cruz gives us some tips on how to throw the perfect pass. And then Kim and I are going to go head-to-head and put our skills to the test.
This is going to be interesting.
They're so cute. Good job, honey.
Victoria.
Welcome back. We are continuing getting into the Super Bowl spirit today with a touchdown throwing contest. Kim and I will face off, but first we're going to get some tips on how to throw the perfect pass with Super Bowl champion, our very own Victor Cruz. Victor, who you got winning this weekend?
You beat Brady before.
How are the Chiefs going to do it Sunday?
We'll see. It's going to be a tall task. Tom Brady's playing in his 10th Super Bowl. I mean, it's really incredible. Patrick Mahomes and those boys are going to have their work cut out for them. But I think they can do it.
Yes, okay. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's see now. Okay. We've known that you know you're a receiver, but what are your touchdown tips? What you got?
Okay, I got you. Y'all ready? Okay, yeah. So first and foremost, it's about the hand placement. Get your football, Cam.
Oh, shoot. I need
Grab
a football.
Your football, right? So the laces, you want to have your fingers right on top of these laces right here. Two. Just so you can grip the ball and make sure it's nice and tight. You got that part. All right, now it's up by your ear.
Yes.
Right? You want to act like Tom Brady. Get that other hand up there, Carissa. Both hands. See this? Like this?
Oh, damn. Kim got her game face on.
There you go. So now, right when it's on your ear, you just let it go. Just let it go. Feel the ball leave your hand, the timing of it. Feel the ball. Feel where you're going to throw to your targets. I'm going to be honest. My money's on Kim. I'm just throwing it out there.
Kim's definitely dated an NFL player or two.
All right. Here we go.
Wait.
We're going to have a contest. Kim and I are going to throw these balls, and And I guess the first one to get there wins.
All right, I'm just gonna go So protect my thing.
I need my balls.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, make sure you go to that hole.
Okay.
On your march. Kim, wait, hold on. You guys ready? Kim, you're up first.
Oh,
you
I
get to
first.
Go all four, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's Kim.
Oh, she's
on the way. Kelly.
Terrible. Oh,
Kim, give it up a little higher.
Yeah, on the strings. On the strings.
Here. Oh, Kim, take your time.
Take your time.
You're not in college, girl.
Time.
Hold on. There's
one more.
Y'all are not gonna leave me any time.
Oh! Oh! Flag on the play. Oh!
Okay, hold on.
Oh!
Following the set.
Flag on the play. COVID protocol.
I'm coming for you. Kansas City.
That was
Thank
incredible.
You, Victor. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the game.
Thank you. All right, you guys, up next for Beyonce and Lady Gaga, how much we really know about past Super Bowl performances. Woo, the battle is on again after the break. I won.
If you stay ready, you never gotta be ready.
F*** you, Tom Brady. I hope this loss depresses you so bad that you hardly have sex with your supermodel wife in your giant mansion. I have no comment to that.
That's great. I love mean tweets. They're so funny.
Jimmy Kimmel that was the best thing ever created.
100%. And it never gets old. No matter who the star is, it's always funny. And
remember
I love
that time
it.
We tried to find mean tweets on the show and there was none for me?
Oh, really?
None.
I'm sending one today.
Well, the Super Bowl is this Sunday, and we are getting a jump start with a fun trivia game. Okay, how well do you know your halftime show headliners? I'll give you three clues about their performance and see if you can get it right. Okay, first one. This singer had a stage shaped like a face, performed with an iconic girl group, and had to deal with a power outage. Beyonce, Taylor Swift, or Diana Ross. Sorry, I read those out of order. Taylor, okay. Beyonce,
Do we
Diana.
Have a buzzer? Or something like that?
Yeah, go for it.
Huh? A girl group?
I'm going to go with Beyonce.
I'm going to go Beyonce.
I was letting you say it first, so you didn't call me.
Because you guys are correct. I don't remember the power outage.
New Orleans power outage the first time she performed.
Oh,
it was a big old deal. The generators had to kick on.
Because you know Diana Ross is single. She a single performer. Oh, you not. No. She did that in the 60s. No more girl groups.
Yeah. Okay, which performer had no special guests but had hundreds of mirrors and a viral selfie? Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, or U2? I think it was
You're
Timberlake.
Not playing this.
Timberlake. Oh.
Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake.
Because he had no guests. We talked about it earlier.
Yes!
But the mirrors were cool.
Don't you love how they're like, Chris is like, I'm gonna moderate this and y'all gonna play. And then now she's answering before everybody else.
I really like to play. Okay, this performer jumped off a roof, played a guitar, and had hundreds of electric torches. Okay,
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Or Britney Spears. So it definitely wasn't Britney, definitely.
Britney's not jumping off.
It might have been
It was the Gogs, y'all. Come on.
Okay, I'm not going to play anymore. This one's just you guys, for real. Okay, this singer had Roman soldiers, performed with CeeLo Green and Nicki Minaj, and closed with a world peace message. Cardi, Ariana Grande, or Madonna?
Madonna.
Yeah, because first of all, Cardi B is not performing with Nicki Minaj.
First of all.
Ariana Grande ain't sharing that with nobody.
Yeah,
so, yes, Madonna.
Madonna's going to do
world peace.
Yes.
Message. Which is good. We do need world peace. Okay, which performer had a children's choir, was the youngest headliner in history, and had the Red Hot Chili Peppers? I know this one. Bruno Mars, Drake, or Travis Scott?
You see her? Mm-hmm. You see her? Okay, who's the youngest one? We know the youngest one.
Travis Scott.
Yep. No?
Bruno Mars.
Okay, Bruno Mars is younger than
Travis Scott.
Ooh.
He's a
Bruno
baby.
Bruno Mars is younger than Travis Scott.
At the time, probably.
He was the youngest performer.
You know, Travis Scott just got older and all of a sudden Bruno didn't move. What is wrong with you?
youngest at the time. Okay, this last performer opened on a 14-foot lion, featured Lenny Kravitz and sharks.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, Shania, or Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, I mean, that's
you always go for that. You know what it is? You don't want to play, but you always say the right answer first to make sure that people know. We really got to get it.
She wants people to know.
I also want everybody to point out, we played a couple games today, and the Chiefs won both of them. So I think that's a very exciting.
On Sunday, we're going to see what's happening with the Bucks.
Exciting, exciting predictions there. Okay, have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. And next week, we're going to talk to Salma Hayek, Katy Perry, and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes, bye.
Have fun. See you Monday.
Have a weekend.
We really got a weekend.
Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. I got to say go Chiefs, too. I have to.